This is WLRN. I'm Alicia Zuckerman. Richard Blanco is appearing at the Miami Book Fair tomorrow. The poem he wrote for President Obama's inauguration just came out as a kid's book with beautiful, colorful illustrations by Dave Pilkey, the guy who does the Captain Underpants series. Blanco stopped by the WLRN studios recently, and we spent some time talking about his childhood.
What was the first creative act that you can remember?
I was obsessed with Legos. I mean, I had to have a new set of Legos every Christmas. And I even faked that I hadn't found out the truth about Santa Claus just because I knew where the presents were hidden. And I would look at that Lego set every day for weeks. And the old Legos where you actually had to use your imagination, not the ones now that come like, oh, this is what you build. It's just like pure imagination, pure flow. And I would make everything from, you know, cars, houses, to record players, to cigarette boxes. It was weird.
Do you remember about how old you were when you first started playing with Legos?
Must have been like around 6 or 7. I mean, as far back as I can remember being cognizant of creativity, I think that was it. I mean, other than that, sort of dancing around like a fool or things like that.
To what kind of music?
I don't remember. I mean, just remember, like, I had this, maybe this is really the first creative act now that I think about it. I had this blanket called My Nina. And so I remember, my mother used to tell me stories, I would just dance with the blanket and do sort of like a just zany and whatnot until my grandmother started telling me not to act like a sissy. So.
Right, and you tell that story in your memoir.
Right.
Did you feel that actually tamped down on your creativity or your kind of desire to be creative?
Well, yes and no. I mean, I think I've always been a left brain, right brain child since I was a kid. So you can see why Legos sort of satisfied both sides of the brain. It's very technical, but it's also very creative. So I loved math. I loved, you know, English. I loved biology, everything. And even the standardized tests that I would take later on as an adult, I score exactly the same on the verbal and the analytical to the number. And my grandmother certainly, you know, my grandmother being sort of the epitome of it, but in general, like, creative arts for boys are not usually encouraged. And there's this idea like, oh, he's painting, what is that all about? You should be going outside and playing baseball with the kids or something like that. So that did contribute to it, but it wasn't like sort of I was completely drawn just to the arts and was squelched all the time. So, and when it came time to decide a major, I went with the path of least resistance, which I also loved. I mean, it was math and science.
Going back to when you were, say, in elementary school, like, what were your favorite classes then as opposed to when you got older?
You know, I really had very little exposure to the arts. We were in a small St. Brendan's parish, which was, I think, just had started. So it was kind of a poor parish. And
that was a private Catholic school.
Parochial school, yeah. And so the emphasis were on the more traditional reading, writing, and math and all that. So we got like art once a month and music like once a month. And I was sort of very arts hungry. I would always be drawing, but I would also draw, you know, flowers and sunsets, but I would draw space and time machines and engines and cars and things like that. Very left brain stuff as well. In the absence of the arts, I think perhaps that they were less developed as a young child. But I do remember sort of having that sort of creative sense of just losing myself in space and time and just being at something for hours and hours, and just sort of the same feeling I have as an adult when I sit down to write a poem or a chapter in a book. I remember that since a very early child, and I remember that escape, that magic world where you can enter through the creative mind.
That was the poet and civil engineer, Richard Blanco. He'll be speaking at the Miami Book Fair tomorrow afternoon, twice at 2 o'clock and 4:30. And that was an excerpt from a conversation we had about creativity and the imagination for a new podcast we're working on at WLRN. It's called Spark. Keep an ear open for it. This is WLRN. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.